I got to imagine that their Pecota's gonna like the Reds.
Has to, right?
Given what they've done, and they
Steve Stone loves them.
I like what they're doing. I like the process. Much as we praised the Brewers a couple years ago for, you know, giving guys money to play baseball.
Yeah.
The fact that the Red Zone is like, you know what? We got a bunch of money. We're going to go spend a bunch of money and hope that it makes us good. That's good for sports.
And by the way, we're also going to hire an innovator in pitching and player development to come in and do whatever the hell he wants to do. They hired Driveline to come in and work. That matters.
Kyle Boddy has got his guy there. You know, they're putting the band back together. So, hey, let them. That's a perfect incubator for a place like Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, where the expectations are be good, see what happens. They love a good team, and then a bad team is just kind of, well, ho-hum. You know?
You hit a whole lot of home runs in that ballpark.
Oh, man, that's a band box.
It is.
Ask Chris Bryant.
Yeah, you know, Chris Bryant has loved his time there for sure. I'm just saying that we often read tea leaves negatively.
That's true.
Just wondering if there's any positivity to be gleaned from this.
I think it's neutral.
Neutral's fine.
I look at it neutral.
That's a good idea.
Chaotic neutral.
You're listening to WSER and AC Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. I really like, this is what I figured out in my old age when it comes to watching football. I really like the playoff schedule.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The timing of the games, how they give you just enough time in between. You get full days. This is my favorite weekend.
So you like this. Yep. Okay. I'm championship like Sunday championship, guy. Yeah. I like that. But I get it. Like, I'm starting to hear arguments for this weekend. You just hope that the games aren't duds. We got spoiled on Wild Card weekend because the games were, even if they weren't well played, they were entertaining. And I'm hoping that we see the same this week where you got entertaining games this weekend. And there's so much fun stuff. What I love is you got kind of kooky offenses. They're going to be out there this weekend.
Style makes the matchup, right?
Yes.
Contrasting styles make the matchup. It'll be fun to watch. I keep thinking that the first one of the weekend, the Vikings and the Niners, could be a lot better than everyone else has said. That's the one I'm kind of out on a limb on. Because if Adam Thielen is healthy enough to do what he did last weekend, just to be there and be the threat he was, I think that offense is real different than what we've seen it be the last 5, 6, 7 weeks.
Kirk Cousins has been the punching bag throughout the entire NFL for most of the year.
I think he's deserved it at points.
But overall, his season's been really good.
It's true.
Like, it's honestly what you're seeing from the Vikings, and I hate to bring it all the way back to the Bears, but what you're seeing that quarterback do for the Vikings is what you would love to see this quarterback do with this offense.
I'd love to see that run game.
But that's the thing. Oh, yeah. There has to be a commitment to the run game, and then you have to be willing to allow him to take snaps from under center and use play action to push the ball down the field. I think that overall, the Vikings have better receivers than the Bears. I think they have a better running back than the Bears, and I think they have a better offensive line than the Bears. The quarterback has been the issue, the thing that's, because their defense, we kind of know what their defense has been about. The quarterback's been the issue. And this year, Kirk Cousins has been pretty damn good. I would love to see it.
Like, he could still turn back into a pumpkin.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Easy.
Oh, but that Niners defense will help him, too.
But usually what they've done, and it's been smart by their offensive staff, is like, okay, we're not going to ask you to do too much. And if it's one of those wacky games, we're going to stop letting you throw the ball.
See, and now I can't let the Bears go from this comparison.
Okay.
Because the Vikings got washed by the Bears.
Brought you back in.
I hate it so much. They got washed. They got killed by the Bears.
In the game that mattered. Forget the last game.
Yeah, in the game, the first one. They got absolutely ruined. Then that whole offensive stack, Kubiak and everybody else, went, okay, we have to change everything. We have to go look and change and readjust, change a running attack. It was less zone scheme stuff. It was a lot more play action. They altered what they were doing based on how they got beat. And then kept building off of it. To me, that's the mark of good coaching. And I could stand to see a little bit more of that kind of consistent, good adaptability. I know it's kind of a contradiction in terms, but the ability to adapt needs to be more consistent with that coaching staff and the Bears.
That is what he's going to be judged by, I think, in year three.
I'm
going to
judge him by that, yeah.
His adaptation. And he brought it up. If you go back, like I did kind of a forensic listen to it for NBC, and he went into talking about adaptation being a big deal. Ryan Pace was talking about that too. It's one thing to say that in January. And that's why, honestly, like, fellas, that's why I want the play calling taken away from him. And he would have to do it himself. I feel like...
I'm just going
to
say by whom, yeah.
Right, but I feel like Nagy has a plan. And then the game starts, and then he's like, no. This is what we're doing. And yeah, I'm going to show them. And it's like, come on, man.
Or it's just like, we had a 6-yard run and a 7-yard run. Now I'm going to try an end around.
Right. Hey, David Montgomery, thank you for that nice 5-yard run on first down. Now come stand next to me.
Yep.
20 minutes.
I can't believe we've already gotten to this point of transition. You haven't made fun of his haircut yet.
What is there to make fun of?
I fixed it. Thank you.
What's wrong with Connor's hair?
It's Nazi hair.
I got it cut. It is not. I got it cut yesterday.
Yeah.
I got it cut yesterday, and I just
house of haircuts.
I put a little in there, and then I just kind of tilted it too much to one side. And it did look a little weird, but I fixed it now, and it's better. And I'm more handsome than Dan.
He's so self-conscious.
If you,
that's just it's hitting him where it hurts.
How could you not be? I mean, if you look at that side, how could you?
Oh, not to be. I thought you said Nazi.
How could you not be self-conscious about that being a 6'3" skinny white kid?
Right.
Any of you guys
like
fans
the one thing you gotta really not do is look like that guy.
What was the coupon at Alt-Right Cuttery?
You guys fans of Alana Glazer, Broad City.
Oh,
so she did a stand-up special. It's on Amazon. I didn't like all of it. It was a little scattered, but she did a whole thing on the alt-right haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And you should, Campy, you should definitely just pull it, because it's, if you want an open, she's got it for you.
Okay.
And breaking all this stuff down with his haircut.
I don't have a lot of options, though.
I don't think it looks bad.
No, I had tilted it too much. I fixed it, and even Dan would admit that if he weren't such a jerk. But.
And as long as your facial hair stays like that.
Right. As opposed to?
I think if you clean shaven,
you can't be.
It's going to look a little torchy.
And no frosty tips.
Oh, no, you can't do the frosty tips.
And you can't do the Jordan Hitler mustache.
You can't do that.
Can we talk about that for a second? Seriously, we did.
Jordan rocked a Hitler mustache.
For a while.
And because he was Jordan, nobody said anything.
Wait. I was saying stuff all the time. I mean, granted, it was back in the day.
You were like a teenager.
High school. But my God, we talked about it every single day.
We allowed, because Jordan's such a great basketball player.
Yep.
We allowed him to do a Hanes commercial with a Hitler mustache. Remember, he's on the plane.
They're talking about the bacon neck
t-shirts. Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. What are you doing?
With a straight face. Everybody on that set was like, this is fine. This is fine.
I'm sure that everyone was like, oh, he's doing an homage to Charlie Chaplin. That's what's going on
No,
here.
It's an homage to Hitler.
This is your tweet.
Homage to Hitler.
Well, gentlemen, I'll send you off to your weekend
Thank you.
See you, man.
And then homage to Hitler via Michael Jordan. That is Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Keep the facial hair this weekend, Connor, until that hair grows out a little bit. Just a little, and don't be coming on the south side with that nonsense. I'm just saying. You're not welcome in Hyde Park if you shave it. You're going to have a problem.
I won't be shit.
See? There's a man who gets it. They're here every day, 9 a.m. until noon. You can check them out on their show. You can check out my show from noon to 2. It gets started in just a second. Top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves will wear special military appreciation jerseys on January 18th and 19th that will be auctioned and raffled to help the fine folks at the USO, Honor Flight, and Canines for Veterans. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Thinking about spending some more money this year, though. Changing my experience. I think I might do less games, but crazy seats, Herbie. Like, I'm thinking, like, maybe I do 10 games, but they're scout seats.
I heard Les wasn't allowed to go to games anymore.
Wow. Just gonna keep firing at everybody. All right, well, me and you work with him longer than I did, so he'll take it up with you.
I'm not allowed.
It's not, is it?
It's like Les and a robot put together, his worst nightmare.
Obviously, they and I guess our guys in the afternoon are in favor of the robot.
Yes, he is the Sam Waterston character in the Saturday Night Live bit about the old people and robots.
Robots are everywhere, and they eat old people's medicine for fuel.
Were they wrong?
No, not at all.
Les is not wrong.
The robot things, they'll malfunction just as much as human beings do.
Make me a bicycle clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 2 o'clock today. Glad that you are along for the ride. We have a lot of cool stuff in store for you today. We are going to talk about the NFL on today's show. We are going to talk about the White Sox because the manager of the White Sox was on the score. Hopefully, I imagine that the White Sox are starting to wrap things up as far as free agency goes. So hopefully we'll get an opportunity over the next week or so to talk with the general manager of the White Sox as well, because it's been a good time. There's a little bit of breaking news, and we will get to that right now. I don't know if it means anything to you or yours, but we start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Run them down.
The Rundown.
Here is your rundown for Friday, January 10th, 2020. The Hawks rallied last night against Nashville, and then the Predators rallied against the Hawks, and then Pecorine got himself a goal.
And the Preds able to get the empty netter. There goes Crawford to the bench again with half a minute remaining. Greeny is going to try to score himself.
He did.
And he does. Pecorine has scored a goal with an empty net at the other end, and Reina. For the 37-year-old star, who eventually, when he's done, will be making a speech in Toronto as he enters the Hall of Fame. And Reina with the lamplighter.
Yeah, so that's the first goal by a goalie since 2013. Here's what Pekka had to say about it.
Very first NHL goal. I got to ask you about that shot. How did it feel when that you saw that go in the net?
Pretty unbelievable. I'm not going to lie. I was like a little kid, you know, obviously never scored a goal before, so it was for sure a special thing, and I like to handle the puck, so I've always dreamed of scoring a goal, and you know, finally it happened, so I can check that box.
Okay, well, congratulations on scoring a goal. It's bad news for the Blackhawks. It seems to keep happening, because they got injuries, and anyway... From the Hawks to the Bulls. The Bulls play tonight. Kendrick Perkins was on Mully and Haw. He said, the Bulls are not having fun. And he pointed at someone who you might be able to blame for that.
Guys are not having fun. I don't see jumping up and down from the bench. I don't see guys chest bumping or nothing to that nature. To me, it falls back on the coach. Because him running that high school type, building that high school type atmosphere, culture, the guys are not having fun.
Okay, so that was Kendrick Perkins, and I feel like Herbie put the Kendrick Perkins bite in there. One, because it's relevant to the Bulls, and two, because he wants to talk about the beef between Kendrick Perkins and Kevin Durant that played out on Twitter last night.
Just ridiculous. I know, like, Kevin Durant is the most sensitive player in sports. That man hears his name on Twitter, searches it out, and he will give you a reply. I mean, Rick was just talking about him and your man BT getting into a beef.
I mean, BT was very wrong on that.
But like
BT,
he's got something for everybody. If you just put something negative about Kevin Durant, not Adam, he'll find you and he'll tell you about yourself. And remember, he had the burner.
He did have the burner account, but this is a little different because it's someone who played with him.
Oh, yeah. And none of those two are about kidding, about joking around, about having fun. They're about seriousness, especially on social media.
And, and this kind of was sparked because Russ had his comeback to Oklahoma City last night, and Kendrick Perkins was talking about how, you know, how important Russ was to Oklahoma City, and then that kind of devolved into them going back and forth about Kevin Durant not leaving and being cowardly to go and play with Golden State. And I feel like the body slam at the end is Kendrick Perkins talking about you can't even look at yourself in the mirror, even with your titles.
That truth still hurts.
I mean, that's messed up.
I mean, did it not hurt last year when he was giving interviews about, man, I feel isolated on this team. I don't feel like a champion. That truth is still in there. Kevin Durant doesn't feel like a champion until he does it himself. He felt like the Warriors had their own thing. Even though he won championships with them, he still felt a certain type of way about him going to that team.
I do wonder if both he and Kyrie, like, they're teaming up together in their emo style. I mean, the Nets helped him out, too, with a new emo floor and emo uniforms for them. That if this is an opportunity for them to try and do something that will elevate what are their incredibly great NBA careers, KD more so than Kyrie, it is weird that wasn't he Finals MVP twice?
Yes.
It's hard to think that I hope that he feels validated, but maybe he doesn't.
Did you see the first episode of Game of Zones that went out this year?
No.
They pegged Kyrie and KD perfectly. Everybody was at LeBron's house for Meat Pie Monday, and KD and Kyrie were the guys standing in the corner talking about how uncool everybody at the party was.
I mean, that's pretty accurate. That's kind of how they roll. I do wish that he would... I do wish that he would allow for himself. Like, we all know he's great, right? Like, there's no argument about his greatness, is there?
No, he's like a borderline top 10 player.
Ever. Correct. And you saw what he meant to that team, both in winning titles and losing titles. So, but I mean, everyone has to take their own journey. His is the bizarre ride to the far side.
Well played.
Thank you very much. And in arbitration news, the Cubs and Chris Bryant avoid arbitration, and he signs a one-year deal for $18.6 million. So no arbitration situation between the Cubs and Chris Bryant.
And it's in the air to left field, and the Cubs have taken the lead. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, they'll have a chance if they don't trade him to make Tom Brenneman mad again.
RIP to the pencil.
Yeah. Well, okay, we did this before. Are we sure it was a pencil and not a pen? Kirby, can you load it up again and let's drop the music and let's CSI score this thing? Because I agree with you. I feel like if one were taking score, they would do it in pencil. But a lot of play-by-play guys do it in pen, and they have different types of pens to do it. And I feel like Tom Brenneman is arrogant enough that he does his scorecard in pen.
Fair.
All right? So let's listen to it again. Bryant's going to hit the home run. Brenneman's going to get upset. Listen for either the pen or pencil drop. And then you text us at 670-11 and let us know which one you think it is.
And it's in the air to left field, and the Cubs have taken the lead. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm going to go pen. I think that's pen. It's got good bounce to it. You still going pencil, Campy?
Yeah, I think so, because it sounded like one crack. It didn't sound like there was a second crack, because, you know, there's the two layers.
All right, and then they would both have, but I think that strengthens my case. We're not hearing two drops of the sides of the pencil.
Well,
we're just hearing the bounce of the pen. Like, if you broke the pencil.
Well, either way, one half is going to be in his hand.
No, if he...
And it's in the air to left field, and the Cubs have taken the lead. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm saying if he throws the pencil down and it breaks, then there should be more audio from the breaking pieces of the pencil.
Oh, no. I thought that was him holding the pencil
and then and slamming it. Oh, him actually breaking
snapping
it. No,
unbelievable.
I feel like that's a pen and he is slamming it on. One more time. One more time as we CSI this thing, Herbie. Go ahead.
And it's in the air to left field and the Cubs have taken the lead. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
See, now that I hear it a second time,